give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. How about we go around saying just hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
How about
hallelujah?
How about this section? This section one time, just hallelujah! And then like before they sit down, this section. Hallelujah! And before they sit down, this section. And then these. Let's go. Go.
Time I know Brother Ricky can work the crowd so well with a hallelujah. Amen. That's very good, Brother Ricky. I just cannot imagine when you were a teenager, how would you be sitting there, right? But in those days, you don't have this kind of a training or conference, do you? Have you?
We had some.
You had some. Okay. Amen. How are the juicy ribs? You guys did a lousy job because you did not finish all our cooking. Oh. Tomorrow, do a better job, okay? I know the weather is cold. You're not exercising as much, so you're not eating as much. Okay? So this for lunch, you only finished the 300 subs. We prepared 350 for you. So. No snacks for you, okay? No snacks tonight. Okay? But praise the Lord. And I heard a lot of good reports and testimonies, even though I was not here. But some small messages seeping through said the enjoyment is very high. And the brothers confirmed face-to-face to me today. And I had many thoughts for the past 2 weeks. And somehow, the Lord just one by one, take them away, took them away. And I had a lot of preparation. But such is life. Just when you follow the law of the spirit of life, it's really nothing up to me. So I'm gonna tell you some ancient stories tonight. Okay, very ancient stories. Remember when you were a child, you read a lot of books? Long, long time ago, right? Once upon a time. Long, 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 long time ago. How about a 6,000 years old story? That's pretty old, right?
Yeah.
That's a fossil age. Huh? Or at least, stone age. Praise the Lord. Anybody here? I want to make sure. Anybody here does not know who Cain is? Raise up your hand. Cain. C-A-I-N. Right? Cain. Not a game. It's a Cain. Not again. This weekend you're gaining Christ, right? Is it?
Yeah.
But Cain, anybody who doesn't know Cain? Everybody knows who Cain is?
Sorry.
Everybody knows? How about Abel? Anybody named Abel? Here, so Abel number one. Any Abel never do? Huh? Oh, you know it. Okay, anybody named Abel? No Abels? So no labels? No tables? Why the brothers don't name after Abel? How many Daniels here? Daniel number one. Daniel number two. How many Jeremiahs here? Jeremiah number one. Yeah. No Abel? Wow. Why don't you like Abel? Because he died too early? He died young? Pardon my spelling bee. I never win a spelling bee contest, okay? I should say took out the first two letters in the alphabet, right? A, B. What's E-L mean? God? Amen. So you're going to have a good time tonight. Brothers just mentioned that they are the first, second generation of believers. Is it? Who are their parents? Adam and Eve. Okay, I read some verses for you, and I will retell the story. Okay, this is our ancestors' story. And your last name is Doan. No, your last name is Adam. Right? Daniel, your last name is Chen. And your last name is Adam. My last name is Yu. No, not you. No. It's me. My last name is Adam too. Okay. I'm Adam. You are old Adam too. No, you are old Adam. Yeah, old Adam too. Because number one has been taken, right? And the last Adam already terminated you and I, right, and the old one. Right. Let me read some of the verses. You will know where my story is going. So you have to be very familiar with this portion of the verse because I'm going to insert a lot of non-scriptural description to you. This is Genesis 3, verse 20. And the man called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. And Jehovah God made a coat of skin for Adam and for his wife, and clothed them. And Jehovah God said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also from the tree of life, and eat and live forever. So here is the definition of the tree of life. The effectiveness of the tree of life is to live forever. Yeah. So when God first talked about tree of life, he did not define the effectiveness of the tree of life. But here, after man fell, and God spelled out why the tree of life is so important. Because if you eat, you will live forever. Then Jehovah God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. So you can see Adam was very muddy. So he was taken from the ground and he was formed as a piece of mud stature. Any one of you played with mud before? Yeah. You played with Play-Doh. I'm not talking about Play-Doh, okay? I'm talking about clay. Have you ever played clay? Oh. Man, you guys are good. I thought you don't play with the clay anymore. Only play with the Play-Dohs, right? No, okay, thank you. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim, and the flaming sword, which turned in every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. So here we're talking about one key verse. Jehovah God made a coat of skin for Adam and for his wife, and clothed them. So my question to you is, how did Adam and Eve taught their sons that God likes to burn the fat of the sheep? So tonight I'm fellowshipping with you, and also trying to lead you to always ponder on the scriptures. Okay? Think through the scriptures. How did Abel learn to raise the herd and know God loves the burning of the fat? So God loves barbecue. Our Lord loves barbecue. And he eats by smelling. Isn't that the scriptural? Yeah. Oh, he smells. When he smells the fragrance, he is satisfied. When I smell the fragrance, I became hungry. And God, when he smells, he is satisfied. And because that's how he enjoys the fragrance of Christ. Did you think, dare you to think, that God slaughtered the lambs before Adam and Eve and explained to them step by step what he was doing, why he was doing, what's in his heart to Adam and Eve? Do you believe? You should, because that's how God demonstrated to Adam and Eve in a very primitive way how they should satisfy his need, because he provided everything to them. Even though they failed God's initial desire, or the ultimate desire, to become one with God, yet our Lord gave them a way of salvation. Amen. So through that process, Adam and Eve, they must have had a deep impression that this satisfies God. Don't forget, it will take them many years to teach their children, because they have to produce the children and raise them up through their teenage years, and then let them know through all the way up. Do you think Adam and Eve, did they raise up any herds? Did they? The Bible did not say so, but they should have. So they are laboring, toiling the ground. They are raising lambs, sheep, whatever, because they know they need the clothes and they need offer the sacrifice to God, because that's how God told them to do. Otherwise, Cain and Abel, while they're growing up, they have no way to be taught, demonstrated, and really charged that God loves this way. Do you believe me? I need a response. Amen?
Amen.
Because I know you probably never read the Bible this way. If you haven't done so, just forgive me. But we're going to read the Bible like this tonight. Because Adam and Eve, they did not have children, well, God demonstrated what his heart desire is in his generation. So they later, and the man knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and gave birth to Cain, and said, I have acquired a man, Jehovah. So when Adam was produced, He was produced as a grown-up. I don't know how, what kind of age was he. 20? 25? 30? I have no idea. But he was produced as a grown-up man. Even though he was pretty naive, innocent. I mean, I don't know how you characterize him. He's the first man in the world in the new age, and he was the first one. And his wife, even though it was just from one teeny tiny rib, not the rib you ate tonight, right? But it's not too much larger. It's a man's rib. Touch your side. It's not too big, right? From that rib, you build it a woman.
Right.
Isn't that magic? That's called cloning. That's cloning. What's cloning? Cloning is identical to the original, yet it's reproduced. That's called cloning. Right? Many of you are learning cloning, right? I've done many years of the cloning. So Eve was a clone of Adam. And Adam was a clone of God. Isn't that 126? God said, let us make a man. Let us make a man according to our likeness, in our image, and according to our likeness. So man is literally a clone of God. But without his life and all the nature yet. So today when we say God became man, so man may become God in life and nature, that's the truth. That's the original heart desire of God.
Amen.
So Adam lost one rib. And when I first read the Bible, I touched my rib immediately. I said, oh, which part? I look at my wife, you are a rib? Yeah. I barely can touch my rib now. Praise the Lord. When Eve was cloned from Adam, she was an equal adult. She was a grown-up too. But they did not produce babies. So their baby produced, Cain and Abel, were all through the modern day procedures. Husband and wife, husband and wife produced babies. Brothers and sisters, keep this in your mind. The family is a husband and a wife. No matter how the society change, drill in your mind, God's heart desire is husband and a wife. Because this is his heart desire. They produced many babies, but they use this two as example. The older one is Cain, the younger one is Abel. When Adam lived to 930 years, they produced many more babies. I don't know how many babies he produced, but I'll give you a rough number. If every couple who can produce 40 babies. For modern days, it's very difficult. For a person who can live 930 years old, it's not that difficult. I'm not going to share with you about that, okay? So if they produce 40 babies and form 20 more new families, by the 10th generation, by Noah's generation, the population in the world. Believe me, when Enoch was raptured, was taken away, Adam was still alive. I don't know how you call great, 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 great grandfather. If somebody come to Adam and said, great, 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 grandpa Adam, Uncle Enoch is gone. And Adam still knows him. If everybody produced, every family produced 40 kids, and by the age of Noah, the world would have 1.6 billion population. Oh, you can do a math, okay? But don't do it now. Don't do it now, okay? I don't want you to tell me I was wrong, okay? So, when the flood came, imagine how many bodies were in float. Imagine that picture. There were only one family was in that ark. Everybody else swim a little and draw. Brothers and sisters, I'm painting a picture for you. Tonight I want to give you a very, very deep and starking impression. This age is a sinking. This age is a sinking fast. Where are you? So when Adam and Eve, when they produced this case, they have to toil the ground. They have to sweat and toil the ground in order to grow food. Right. On the other hand, they have to produce herds to offer to Jehovah. So all these processes, their sons were observing, growing up in, and maybe even helping. Maybe Adam were called, King, take that lamb over. Help daddy, place on the table, or hand the lamb. We need to drain the blood, because that's how Jehovah did. Every time he will tell his sons, either help during their growing up process, help me. This is how our God, Jehovah, did. When he burned the fat, offered the sacrifices, he would tell their sons, son, when you grew up, this is how our God, this is how my God, this is how your parents' God, this is how our God desires us to serve him. The children may ask, Daddy, why burn the meat? It smells bad. Because they're all vegetarians by then, right? Adam may tell them, son, I don't know. So the serving ones, we're telling you, a lot of young ones, many things we don't know. We honestly tell you, we don't know. But this is how our God taught us, showed us through the generations. And we are not blindly following what that teaching is, because our experience in life, this is this week, what you're doing, tells us this is true, because we can see our God's countenance is shining, is beaming, when he see us enjoying him tonight. This week, there's 10 full days. He is satisfied. Amen. Do you believe? Amen. And when his parents are doing all the sacrifices, because what do they wear? They wear a leather skin. God made the leather coats for their parents, and their parents in turn used the skins to make clothes for them. Am I right? So they were, in a sense, grew up in the church life. They grew up in every little detail in the church life. They should knew everything, just like you do. You already know everything. Now, when Brother Ricky speaks something, you already know. I know Brother Ricky. He's speaking. I know what he's going to speak next. Because that's always what he always does. Many of you do have that, right? Here's Brother Peter again. Yeah, Uncle Peter. You never knew what I'm going to speak. Because he served you so many years, so many generations. But he's showing you the same thing over and over and over again. Just like Adam and Eve, so many years showing Cain and Abel and his following generations. They will come to Adam again. Grandpa, Grandpa, tell us that story again. How you and Grandma, when she started, what did God do to you? And he would tell them again. Yeah, come on, get around. Let's have an SS. Right? Let's have an SSOT. That's what we've been doing. Generation after generation. They have been serving since 1983, 1984. This is 35 years ago. How many generations? But they've been telling the same story because this pleases God. This pleases God. However, from these two brothers, we realize while they are growing up, even though they did not have much social influence, not like today. Today you have a lot of peer pressure, right? In those days, they don't have peer pressure, right? I don't know who they play with. They have no school to go to. They have no social media. There's no Twitters, no Snapchat. I mean, there's no such a things. But somehow, in their heart, they made a different decisions. So tonight, I'm going to give Cain a lot of credit, which you have never read it before. Was Cain a good brother? Was Cain a good brother? See, I know your response. I know your response. Okay, let me ask it this way. Did Cain believe in God? Did Cain loved God? Love God? Has Cain tried to please God?
Yes.
Did he use his worst or best to please God?
Yes.
So Cain is a very good guy. In a sense, he's a believer. In a sense, he was trying to please God with all his best intention. Cain, by all means, is a good man. He's a good brother. He's a God-loving brother. But we all know he learned half of the trade from their parents by his choice. Even though his parents taught them the same thing, older brother, younger brother, They brought them up with the same teaching, same food, same everything. Somehow, when they, at a critical point to make a decision, they both brothers made a different decision. So I want to stir it up because Cain is not too far from you. Cain is in me. Cain is in you. Am I right? Do you have a heart for God? Do you love God? Do you want to please Him? Do you want to serve Him? So for this good, very good quality of a Cain, it's all in us. However, when push comes to shove, it's very critical because the family must be growing. A lot of younger siblings growing up. And the parents need the hands to toil the ground, to care for the crops, and for the harvesting of the crops. In these days, you go out buy flour. In those days, all grains need to be grounded. Imagine our camp. We have to buy wheat. And we have to ground the wheat into flour and bake the bread for you. And we have to go catch the pigs, slaughter the cows. You won't have this a good time, okay? In those days, everything is a manual. They have to really care for the crop, taking care of the harvesting, and prepare the meal, the flour, the meal, and everything. So he's the oldest brother. So he saw the human needs more than anything else. So he made a decision. Okay, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for providing us with everything. I don't care. I don't know what happened to my parents, but I know my family has needs. God, I know you have needs too. And my parents taught me so many times, reminded me so many times. Mm-hmm. But now, look at my siblings, look at my family, look at my future. And we needed to care for our own living. Thank you, Lord, but you take the second position. Isn't that his thought? Yeah. I don't know if that's in your thought or not. Have you ever really given God the preeminent love, the preeminence in position? You think? I know your parents did. Have you? Brothers and sisters, the human living is a great challenge, and becoming greater challenge for today's younger generation. And a king, he has to make a choice. And these past many years, the brothers always encourage the young ones to consecrate, to make the right choice to love the Lord and to serve the Lord. But when come to choose between Harvard or MIT, that might turn you from Abel to Cain. Am I right? Because I don't have to explain Abel. Because Abel made a different choice. How did Abel leave? Because he is raising up the herd, but he cannot eat the meat. Maybe he used a skin to change for food with his brother. Brother, I give you this skin for 2 sacks of grain. Maybe, I'm not sure. But it must be something going on.
Otherwise, king is producing all the food. And he is doing nothing useful. We always say everything goes up in the smoke. Right. That's what a king, what Abel does. Right. Everything he does eventually go up with the smoke. That's a very lousy occupation. You work so hard, and you care so much, and by the end, you have nothing. Who would work for nothing? You? Well, you tell me a little later, okay? Who would in the world, in their right mind, to do something for nothing, and even not sure where their next meal will come from? That's Abel's decision. Abel made the choice. Lord, since my parents taught us all the years through, I even don't know if this is really pleasing to you. But I'm going to follow my parents' teaching anyway. Because they told me, somehow, this smoking fat pleases you. I want to give you a try. So he must did it the first time, maybe with his parents. Daddy, show me how do you place the fat? How do you light up? How do you burn it? He may not do it right in the first couple of times. So Adam showing the son, yeah, you do this. I don't know if Cain was watching, sniffing. Waste of time. Why do you have to do that? If I have that energy, I'll be plotting another 2 acres of land. And then Abel, I don't know how he standing there, at least his face, the Bible never described, was long. So Abel must be always full of joy. He's doing that without knowing where the next meal comes from, but full of joy. Yeah. Isn't that your experience all these years? Brothers and sisters, this is the contrast of these two brothers who both knew, learned, taught, grew up in the same family. And Cain loves God as well. And he made a decision. He wanted to work his own way out and use his own way to please God. Is this the only way to please God? If God loves barbecue, doesn't he love bread as well? Brother, you do barbecue. I will give our Lord something else. So he is the one, use the good harvest, the first fruits, also for God. But somehow, God needed to make a decision too. If I were God, at least I'll be a little polite. But our God is not. So these days, our God, we always talk about grace. We take a grace as a politeness of God. Say, well, that's grace. Why do you care so much? If God really doesn't like it, let him deal with me. Have you ever had that thought cross your mind? Have you ever really get annoyed by the serving ones or by your parents, or by anybody? Say, you got to read the Bible. You got to pray. You got to go to the meetings. Have you been to the meetings recently? I have not seen you. The serving ones are very annoying. Vexing. What are some of the bad words for the serving ones? There was another word I was just stuck in my mind. I lost it. Yeah. What's that? Bang! The serving ones are bang to my existence. Bang. Right? Is it such a word?
Yes.
Bang. A bang? Bang. Bang of my existence. Isn't that right? Right, Isaac? As if we have nothing better to do. Just always watching you. Always watching you. Yes, that's what we do. Tell you the truth, we do that all the time, but with a trembling heart, but with a heart of Abel. So you tonight have both Cain and Abel in your heart, in my heart. So we are at least, what do you call it, dual personality? Is that a right word? Dual personality? Yeah. Dual personality. Cain on this shoulder, Abel on the other shoulder. They are always fighting, right? Hey, more video games. Go to the meeting. There's a new video games coming out. Go to the meeting. Time to read the Bible. Nah. Pinocchio. No, not Pinocchio. not a Pinocchio. What's that? What's that game we're looking for? Pokemon! Pokemon Go! Oh, come on! Right. Pokemon Go! Time to pray. Oh, get online with friends on LOL. Time to go to the Lord's meeting, Lord's Day meeting. Now, come on, I can't stand. I can play another hour. Go to sleep so you can get up early tomorrow. Isn't this too all in your hearts? Honestly, who has this dual personality in you? Both are loving the Lord. But at a critical point, that decision-making, setting the mind on the spirit, make all the difference. How many of you do have this dual personality? Stand up, please. I'm standing already, okay? I know I do have, okay? Brother Ola does not have. If you do, stand up too. I know he does. Because everybody does. Amen. I will lead you to a prayer now before I continue, okay? Close your eyes. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord, thank you for your life.
Your life is a life of obedience.
Always pleasing God the Father.
Always
follow the will of the Father.
No matter how difficult the choices are,
you always choose His will. Lord, help me.
Make a decision today.
I know I will fail so many times. But Lord, have mercy on me.
I want to make a decision tonight.
I will always try to follow your will.
Help me with my will.
So I can side with you.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I do love you.
And you know I love you.
As what you asked Peter.
I am like Peter.
Lord, you know.
Lord, you know.
You know everything.
Lord, in every little detail,
guide me back to you.
Guide me back to you.
Lord, I have so many wild thoughts.
Lord, I have so many wild thoughts.
Guide me back.
Guide me back.
Lord, even my habits.
Lord, even my habits.
My use of time.
My use of time.
Lord, guide me back.
Lord, guide me back.
To your will.
Your will.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
For Cain and Abel, these two brothers are both in us. It's not easy, not easy to make a choice. Last night, very late, I woke up, right? By a text message. This is the brother, I just knew him a few days ago because he was in transit in LaGuardia, flying to Houston. And we put him up for a short night before his transit flight in the early morning. And he wrote me something describing some of his cannot overcoming things. So it was pretty late. So I thought I have to respond to him. So I had a communication with him on some of his struggles. It's a very typical young brother's struggle of these days. But that hour is still up and struggling to sleep, struggling to get back to his schedule, struggling to get back to his right mind. Brothers, you too. And he's a young brother. And after the fellowship, I said, brother, I don't know if this is going to be helpful to you or not, but let's pray. So we prayed together. I don't know if we slept well or not, but I said, brother, just call me whenever you have a need. Just call me. Doesn't matter what time. Just call me. Okay? Just wake me up. We can always talk. I'm not encouraging you to call your serving ones anytime. Okay? But I can assure you, your serving ones is always ready to talk with you. Maybe your parents, some topics, maybe you don't want to even talk with your parents. Your serving ones are always ready to talk with you. I'm sure, okay, I may, forgive me tonight, okay? I'm really reading a lot into the real situation. Because the Bible did not record how they grew up. Cain and Abel were not grew up overnight. They grew up just like you did, day after day, week after week, month after month, season after season, spring, summer, fall, winter. Snow comes, flower comes, crops comes, herds comes. It's just going the cycles all over the place, all over again. So through that processes, the brothers, they must have had a lot of exchanges. Just like what you do. You have a social circles, right? Yes. And of course, we ask you to form Bible reading circles. But we know you communicate much, much, much more than the Bible. Maybe the Bible become a minor, like in schools, and other things become major. Through the fellowships, I don't know how Cain and Abel, their actual conversation were. They must have had a lot of discussions. And one topic eventually will focus on making a living. Today, you're not worrying about your living. You're only worrying about your parents giving a hard time. You're only worrying about the serving ones always care, only care if you're meeting or not. You're worrying about how you look in school. Do you? You don't? Ah, oh, you do. Come on. Girls, too. You're worrying a lot of things. A lot of pressure building up within. Those brothers are having fellowship too. Brother, honestly, what do you do with those goats? What do you do with those sheep? We cannot wear that much clothes. Right? We only need a few. Can't you just tie the goats, tie the sheep in the field and come to work with me in the field? Why do you have such a large herd? And then Abel may ask a brother, brother, this is how, remember our parents showed us? Yeah, but why do you, what, yeah, I know, we needed the same thing. But we have to eat. Yeah, Abel said, Brother Cain, but we don't need that much grain anyway. Why do you keep opening up a new field, growing up so many different crops? Oh, brother, you don't know because the weather may change. We don't know if the drought is going to come. How would you know if we're going to have a famine coming? Living standards are the key, are the goals of human beings today. How do you live? What's the purpose of your living? What's the standard of your living? Okay, what's your dream car? Do you have a driving permit yet? You don't? Do you? What's your dream car? I know, what's your dream car? That's why you don't have it. Mustang? The new Mustang is good. Mustang, yeah. Mustang, 65? Was that? Chris, what's your dream car? What's your dream car?
Porsche 911.
Anybody want a Harley? Harley! I mean, those are big guys. Why not? Those are. I had one friend. We brought him to know the Lord, their family in our meeting. And he got his PhD in physics. And his first job was to design the sound for Harley Davis. And so what kind of a design do you? We need a design that's called potato sound. Yeah. Potato sound. S-O-U-N-D. Remember that sound? Boom, 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 boom. That's a potato. That's. Any
one of you want to ride a Harley? Why not? I want to. Because everybody wants a form. You like a Beamer. He like a Porsche. That's a 911. And somebody may like a Mustang. Somebody may like a Mercedes. Some, like me, maybe a Toyota is good enough. Once I always dreamed, I can have a Ford, I forgot that, is faced out. It's a teeny tiny Ford, but they designed it, modeled after the small Mercedes. I said, well, if I place a Mercedes, a pizza pie, right? The Mercedes is a pizza with the three slices, isn't it? Yeah, the Beamer is a pizza with the four slices. Am I right? Yeah, it's a pizza. The Audi of four pizzas overlapped. Right? I don't know what the Porsche looked like. Huh? Because everybody loves the form. The outward looking. F-O-R-M. Appearance. Appearance. That's the right word, right? What's so good about Porsche? What's so good about a Beamer? Because of a 007 drove it? I know your hobby very well. Huh? These days, people are chased after living standards. The living standards is appearance of a mirage. A few months ago, a young, not too old, but it's 50, almost 50, so-called high-ranking executive of the former Madoff. I don't know if you heard of that. Madoff. And he jumped. He jumped in Manhattan. And last week, a young couple left two or three children, right? And jumped from the 16th floor to their death. In Manhattan, it's pretty easy to find a high place to jump. Because a lot of people chase after the form, the appearance, the status. But in their heart, it went the lowest low to the point they lost all the desire of their living because they cannot afford, they cannot stand to lose their standards. Brothers and sisters, if you look into the heart of Cain and Abel, is who is truly, truly willing to give everything to the Lord.
Yeah.
The appearance of Abel is a despised occupation. It's a no gain occupation. It's even an occupation cannot make a living. Yet in his heart, he is determined If this is what pleases God, I don't care who else says what. I don't care how the world label me. I don't care how the world will label me. I'm for the Lord. His occupation, his choice led to his death. He became the first martyr by his own brother, by his own religious Christianity brother. Am I right?
That's right.
His brother is truly also loving the Lord. Right. He is a typical brother mentioned in Matthew 7. At that day, many were come. Lord, Lord, don't you know me? I'm a king. Do you remember? I even offered you with my first fruit. If you still don't remember, my younger brother is Abel. The Lord said, I don't know you. Go away. Go away from me, you lawlessness workers. Don't always think those are talking about Christian leaders or anything. This is the line of King. Yeah. King is not only the line of the tree of knowledge of evil, good and evil. He's the line of all the religious people, which is also in you and I, right. In you and me.
Right.
It's the same thing operating in us. Abel made the choice, really made the choice, forsook everything of his own, forsook all his interest. I mean, he has no interest after all. So he's living in the day, in his days, yet he's dying daily to the Lord. That's what Paul expressed in his epistles, right? He said, I'm dying daily.
Right.
It's not only fleshly he's dying daily,
right.
But his natural man, yeah. Everything belonging to himself is being consumed, is put to death all the time,
right.
Because he made the choice to live or die is both to the Lord. Amen. To die is even gain. Brothers and sisters, tonight, actually, for all of this, with these two brothers, before us, there are many, many saints have walked in this path. Of course, we're talking about, we have our own ancestors, Brother Ni and Brother Lee, many brothers, many saints in your locality, your grandparents, your parents, many who really gave everything to the Lord, to the church life, to the building up of the body of Christ. This is not a slogan. This is a repetitive reminding you, this is the right way. No matter how the society, how the world, how the whole universe rose up to against you, that is a king. That is a king. That's not a game. What we need is to truly turn from a king into gain. Gain Christ. Gain the life. Gain the reward in the coming kingdom. But if you want really walk this way, you have to sacrifice. There's no choice. I'm not going to sweet talk with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat with you. If you walk the way of Abel, you have to sacrifice. That sacrifice to you, to our generation, is different. To you, actually will become very real. Not only your time, give it to the Lord. Your living standard, what's facing you, when you're growing up in the next 10 years, you will see the whole world will rise up to against you. You will see the whole world will become so unrecognizable. Even your friends, your best friends in middle school, in high school, they will follow Antichrist. They will rose up, even plot to kill you. This is the reality of the world. Many kings are being brought up today. Doesn't matter if they are Christianity or many other religions. Many kings are growing up with you, among you, in your school, in your peers, in your generation. But the Lord, our Lord, in his recovery, need many Abels. Many Abels. I don't know how many of you are going to become, willingly become able. If you are willing. And our Lord is our Lord is able. As long as we are willing, our Lord is able. He will be pleased and able to help us, within us, to perfect us, to become able. Chris, willing? Brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about fables. It's coming. It's coming. When the human beings are progressing forward, up to the seventh generation, there came a brother, his name is Enoch. And Enoch walked with God, not only for those 300 years. He walked while he growing up in that family. Adam was the greater, 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 great. No, seventh, right? Greater, 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 great grandpa. Sixth grade. And he grew up in that family. And while he was growing up, by the age 65, he almost became a working full-timer. He was walking with God. It's not he dropped his family, not having more kids. No, the Bible says he had many more children. He must be also laboring in the field, growing crops, raising up herds, offering sacrifices like his forefathers did. Yet, he became so attached to God. He almost becomes a shadow of God. Is that the word? Chinese is a 形影不离, means it's like a shadow following God. Yeah. And his heart has become one heart with God. And he almost become God's companion. Anything in God's heart, God has nobody else to talk to, but talk to Enoch. So Enoch knew a lot of the secrets of God. In the book of Judah, there was one recording said, the seventh grandson of Adam prophesied this. If you check, there is such a verse. But in Genesis 5, he knew God's heart so well, God even gave him the secret of the universe. Enoch, you know, this generation is too crooked. It's getting too bad. I'm going to tell you, when your grandchildren comes, name him Methuselah. Because when that year he dies, I'm going to drown the whole thing. I'm going to flood the whole thing. Did Enoch doubt God? And that probably encouraged him to walk even closer with God. Because he worried he would miss out with God. Later, there's a similar picture of Elijah and Elisha. Elisha walked so closely with Elijah. And he even willing to give his own life, to bet his own life with Elijah. Enoch was walking with God and still producing children, producing grandchildren, and he named his son Methuselah. And Methuselah was the oldest person ever recorded in human history, 969 years old. It's almost one millennium. You're talking about some people lived two centuries because they lived across the century, right? Some lived three centuries because they were born in the 18 some, lived to 2000 some. That's still very short. Methuselah, 969 years. Can you imagine? We always talk about a Noah. Methuselah was labeled as when he dies, that thing will come. So imagine when mom holding you, Ethan, when you die, that thing will come. When he become a toddler, Methuselah, you know the meaning of your name? So when you die, that thing will come. If I were Methuselah, I would say, stop! Everybody's telling me the same thing. I became a teenager. I say, Methuselah, when you die, that thing will come. When he grew up, I say, since I'm going to die anyway, why would I get married? And he got married again. He got married anyway. And his wife would ask him, Methuselah, your name is very funny. You're still pretty healthy, but your name is, when I die, that thing will come. What will come? A flood. Who said so? My dad. Where's your dad? God took him. Crazy family, right? Crazy family. Fortunately, some girl married him. Do you think we should have children? But your name is when you die, that thing will come. They had children anyway. Lamech, right? The sons of Lamech. If you calculate, Lamech lived to 777 years old. So he even died 5 years before Methuselah. So 5 years before the flood came, Noah's father passed away. But his grandfather was still around. So Noah was suffering succotash, right? You don't know that, right? No. There's a cartoon called Bugs Bunny and Tweety Show. Oh, you're beyond.
not your generation now.
Ah. What's that cat name?
Sylvester, yeah. That's what Sylvester says. Suffing, sucking tash. I saw a 20 bullet. Ah, that's it, okay? So for that, Nova, imagine Nova. Nova grew up. Noah grew up. His grandfather's name is, when he died, that thing will come. Methuselah already lived such a miserable life. Noah is even worse. Do you know your grandpa's name?
Yeah.
Ha ha! Your family's doomed. Loving the Lord. What a family, stupid. Everybody is making a big in the stock market. Your family is still farming. Everybody is driving Beamers. You're still driving a horse-drawn cart. Everybody is using iPhones. You still have a dial tone. Noah. Poor Noah. He grew up just like you guys, didn't he? Second generation, third generation, poor little kids. You're so miserable. Because in the church life, everybody will say, have you go to the meeting? Go to the meeting. Your grandpa did. Your grandparents did. Your grandma did. Your great-grandpa did. Our family is the fifth generation. You have to go. Poor Noah. And not only grandparents, parents, everybody is doing that. All the neighbors, everybody, their peers. Noah wants to play with them. No, we don't want to play with you. Your family sucks. We don't want to get doomed by your family. Your family brings bad fortunes to us because your grandpa's name is, when he dies, something will come. You won't come. Look at the society. Everybody's making big. Everybody's building new houses. Everybody's getting good jobs. Everybody's going to Harvard. Why do you have to say when your grandpa dies, that thing will come? Stupid! Don't ever let your kids play with my kids again. Isn't it real? Do you feel ashamed of the church life? Do you feel ashamed by proclaiming you love the Lord? Don't tell me no. I know your heart. When somebody ask your faith to your face, dare you to say, I love my Lord. Do you? There's a one shining spot in the so-called Columbine Massacre, which happened, I believe it's in 1992, in Colorado. Those two young boys gunned down 13 of their peers because they worship Satan. And they plotted to kill many of their Christian friends, Christian classmates. And then this young sister, that young boy
from later recount, seems like liked that girl. Really did not want to shoot her. And he just asked her, if you tell me you don't believe in Jesus, I will let you go. A young sister said, I believe and I love my Lord. And then she was gunned down. That's another Abel. Do you have that heart? If truly that moment comes to you, I'm not asking all of you, if that moment truly comes to you, do you have that heart to stare to the other person's eye and tell him, I love my Lord? Brothers, I mean, this is no laughing matter at all. Because today this has become very real and become more real as months go by. I'm not talking about years. As months go by, many of you may experience this kind of situations before you finish your college. Things will come. That thing will come. When Noah growing up, brothers and sisters, he had he became such a laughing stock, right?
Yes.
Worse to that, the Lord directly came to him. Noah, feeling bad? Don't be ashamed. Mm-hmm. I will ask you to do even more. Because you had to build an ark. This is what you needed to do. Noah was listening. I don't know if he asked, Lord, where do I get the money to buy the wood? How long will it take? I don't know if the Lord had told him 120 years. We are not even asking you to love the Lord for how long? Just for your lifetime. Where if the whole world is being buried by water, Lord, where was the food that would come from? If you want all the animals to come, look at myself. I don't even have children yet. You calculate this, by that time he doesn't have children yet. How am I going to catch a lion? How am I going to chase the giraffe? How am I going to catch a tiger by the toe? All right, how am I going to? Are you going to catch a pair of a chicken? Or a pair of a swan? Can you jump in the lake to catch the swan? Lord, what am I going to do? Give me an impossible mission, mission impossible. This is a mission impossible 2, mission impossible 3, mission impossible eternity. What are you going to do? I don't think Noah really argued, because the Bible said, but Noah found favor in Jehovah's sight. Would you like to have many, 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 many things described about the world, about your friends, everything? Found it. But Ethan, but Isaac. What's your name?
Justin.
But Justin found a favor in the sight of our Lord. And but Daniel. But Mariah.
Messiah.
That's where Abraham offered his son. Do you like, before your name, there's a name, there's a word, but. Because everything, the rosy picture describing the whole world. In Noah's days, if I'm deducing, the economy in his days were very good. Technology in Noah's days were very good. Because you need a lot of good tools to make that big ark. You need a lot of tools, a lot of equipment to even hoister the wood, to build the boat. You need a lot of good economy to even buy, transport those wood into that place. And Noah's family has to be pretty better off from generations. Otherwise, they don't have the money to buy all the material supplies. They are probably in the economy boom in his days. Yet, this stupid family, this silly, stupid family, have nothing better to do, not making money, not make a good, better living, not doing anything, but hiring people, burning all their cash reserve, not calculating how much, how are they going to leave after this? They invested all their time, their life, their money, their savings, everything, and particularly, they are being despised. Everybody will lead their children to that site building the ark. Son, look at this family. Mm-hmm. Don't do things like this. Okay. Ethan, look at this stupid family. Okay, when you grew up, son, work for Wall Street, okay? Okay. Don't do things like this. This is a bad example. This is called stupid. This is the definition in the dictionary called stupid. That's the worst. Imagine Noah's children. Brother Ricky talked a few times about this. Methuselah is already difficult enough because nobody gonna believe his father was raptured with a God. And he tell everybody, where's your father? Oh, he's with God. With God? Yeah. One day he was raptured with God. Well, he was not too old. He was only 365 years old. And Noah is even worse. Noah the children is the worst. And the three girls married them, right? That's stupid here. That's very stupid. The whole family just investing everything in something which is so fable, so far-fetched, so imaginary, just like when we're talking about the New Jerusalem. Do you really believe New Jerusalem is real? I mean, spiritually real? Do you? Be honest. Really?
Amen.
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 Believe it. It is true tonight.
Amen.
Because that is the consummated divine ark. Everybody can laugh at us. Everybody can joke about us. Every family, their mealtime talk is talking about how stupid we are. But that day will come. When that day comes, you know what happened.
You know what happened. If I were Noah, I were Noah the sons, children, family members, I would have a big, great, loud cry in the ark. It's not because I lost all my friends, not because I did this, did that. It's a joyful, moving, yet a sad, and I mean, all feelings mixed up, loud cry. And with a thanksgiving. Lord, thank you for my grandfather. Thank you for my great grandfather. Thank you, Lord, for my father. Thank you, Lord, for my family. Thank you, Lord, give me that heart to forsake everything, but willing to give everything for today. Because when that day, when Jehovah closed the door of the ark, can you imagine that moment of darkness, that moment you smell all the animals, that moment you have no idea why this is happening. That moment, you're thinking about your in-laws, thinking about your peers, thinking about your relatives, thinking about your great, your aunts, your uncle, you think about everybody else, and you begin to hear the thump of the raindrop to the ark. Just like today. Thump, 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 blah, 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 blah. And then you hear a lot of people screaming and rushing to the ark, knocking on the rock, not on the ark. Noah, Noah, I'm your Uncle Adam. I'm your Uncle Smith. I'm your uncle this. I'm your auntie this. Open the door. Ethan, I'm your best friend in high school. Open the door. Isaac, you should remember me. I gave you that Pokemon Go game. Can they open their door? Even though they want to open, they cannot, because it was sealed shut by God. Do you have your friends you like to bring into the ark? Brothers and sisters, I have a lot of to say. Maybe the brothers will give me more time later, but I want to leave the rest of the time for you to pray a little. Okay, pray a little. Make a decision. Make a determination in your heart. Lord, I want to leave without any reservation, like Abel, like Enoch, and like Noah. I want to make this choice tonight. Lord, no matter what happens in the church life, even no matter what happens to my parents, I want to be rooted in the church life. Even your parents may provide, may propose many choices for you. I'm sorry, this is what happens. Your parents may propose many choices rooted in Cain for you. Can you make that determination? Lord, help me to make Abel's choice. Second, if that day comes, who are some of your friends? Who are some of your families? You want to be in the ark, not outside the ark. Think about their names. Write down in your booklet. At least these few days, you pray for them every day. And when you go back, you do whatever you like. maybe invited them to your family, to your church meetings, to your young people meeting, whatever you do. At least this remaining 7 days, you pray for them every day. Amen. Cry out, Lord, bring them in the ark. Lord, bring them in the ark. You don't have to pray too long. Just commanding prayers. Lord, bring them in the ark. Lord, I don't want to lose them. Bring them into the ark. Okay. I give you a few minutes. You have some personal prayers. And I will ask the brothers, give a little more time so you can testify, you can share, you can consecrate, do whatever. You can cry. You can huddle together to pray. Doesn't matter. Now you pray yourself, okay? Amen.
Amen.